derelict drink made out of everything imaginable, from radiator alcohol and or anything imaginable.
What is the name of that?
Splo.
No.
You never heard of Splo?
Never heard of Splo.
No. That's a word from a generation older than you. You ask your parents about that when you get home. That you never heard of Splo? Because Splo is a newspaper term. It appears a lot in the Knoxville paper. Drinking Splo. All right. Now, what do you call the worst section of town? The place with the derelicts and unsuccessful criminals.
Slums.
Yeah. Is there one in?
Not a bad slum. There's a poverty area. Okay.
Well, how about the south end? Well, do you have any name for the south end of Gay Street? I mean, that's pretty shabby.
Pretty low,
is it?
Yeah, no name for it that I can think of.
Okay, now what do you call theaters and films that both theaters and first a place where they show X-rated movies, triple X-rated movies?
Well, there's a Dixie Lee Drive-In, obviously.
There's also one down
Gay Street,
in the
Gay Street Cinema in the Bijou.
Okay, the Gay Street Cinema in the Bijou. What do you call that kind of a movie house?
X-rated movie house.
X-rated movie house, okay. And what do you call those kind of films that they show there? Porno films, okay. Now, the man who delivers mail is the...
Mailman.
Do you ever call him anything else?
No.
Do you ever call him the postman?
Well, I've heard it. I don't call him post.
Okay. How about the man who picks up the garbage?
Garbage man.
Now, if you had a friend at City Hall, or a friend of yours had a friend at City Hall who was able to gain famous, mm-hmm. he could fix parking tickets or something like that, you'd say, you have what?
Connection.
Okay. Do you ever hear the word clout?
No.
All right. A person who's on the city payroll but doesn't do any work.
He works for TVA.
Yeah, but now but I mean, this guy has no job, at all. He's just put on the payroll. And it's
I don't know any.
Have you ever heard of a payroller?
No.
All right. Now, these large food stores.
Supermarket.
Okay. How about a small neighborhood? Now, that's what you'd call a large food. Would that be the same thing in a shopping center or elsewhere?
You mean a food store and shopping center? Yeah.
Okay. Now, a small neighborhood store.
Grocery store.
How about one of these that are open late at night?
On that grocery store.
Do you have any names? Do you have one in your neighborhood?
Yeah, 7-Eleven.
Yeah, okay. Well, 7-Eleven is all over there here, too. Mm-hmm. I think 7-Eleven, would you ever call it? Would you, even if it weren't that store, would you say I'm going out to the 7-Eleven? Might you use that as a...
Yeah, you mean it's a, okay. We have a store Lakeside. It stays open until about 12 or 1. Let's say go to Lakeside.
You wouldn't call that a 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven means a particular store. Okay. That's right. How about a store in your neighborhood that sells special foods, cooked meats, vegetables, salads, and other kind of expensive things? Corned beef or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't have any name for it.
Delicatessen?
Yeah, we have delicatessen.
Do you ever call them a deli?
Yeah. The deli.
Okay. Now, on a frying pan, I asked you about the microwave oven before. You have no other name for it than that.
No.
How about a frying pan that's run by electricity?
Skillet. Not an electric skillet. I don't know.
Okay.
That's the thing that goes running around.
Now, a coin-operated self-service laundry.
Laundromat.
All right. And then a place where... That's okay. A place where you put your dirty clothes. It might have a lid on it.
A hamper.
And a thing your mother uses to plug in.
Vacuum cleaner.
All right. And the thing that picks up the dirt in the vacuum cleaner, the part of the vacuum cleaner that holds the dirt that you take off and dump or
the bag.
What kind of vacuum cleaner do you have,
Hoover.
All right. You don't have that's a stand-up type?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, we talked about bucket and pail before, metal and wood. What about one made of plastic?